Now we turn our attention to men's health, particularly getting men to talk about some of the issues that are affecting them. Never really been anywhere that is or has been that successful in actually enticing men to talk about things. That is until now. An organisation in Crawley called Men's Share, which is described as a listening group, and its founder is Sean Orr, who's, well, he's on the end of the line now. Morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. Yeah, it's bright and breezy. It's good to be on here. Thank you.
Good. It's okay. Men's Share. Now it's a difficult thing when you start talking about men and getting men to talk. It seems very, very different for women. Women don't mind. In fact, it's one of those things that people talk about quite frequently. The fact that women talk to each other. In fact, it's almost described as gossip. But I'm not going in that direction. But women talk a lot about their issues. Men don't. You've created a group called Men's Share to do just that as a listening group. Why?
Well, during the pandemic, there was in Crawley Town, there was a couple of gentlemen who, fortunately, who took their lives. And one of the men was, was a very popular man. And I just sat there and I decided, and I thought, hang on, there's nothing really out there for the older man, really. So I decided to kind of do my homework and start kind of networking. And I had a good links with Age UK in Crawley with a lady called Christine Saunders, who kind of gave me a room for free and some chairs and it kind of went from there, really, it was just an idea, and I just thought, yeah, it's needed. It's definitely needed.
Sometimes it's all you need is a room and chairs, isn't it?
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, really.
I mean, there are other men's groups around that purport to do things in terms of men's unity or getting men to talk, but not in quite this particular way, because, there's been lots of talk recently about young men's suicide or young men taking their own lives, but this is men in general, and nobody seems to really understand what makes men tick. And I think this is possibly one good way of actually sort of enticing people into doing so.
Absolutely. The biggest thing what stops men, obviously, from speaking to men, is it's the masculinity. It's not the it's not the man thing to do, to turn up at a circle amongst other men and kind of air your personal kind of I don't like the word problems, but they're in a world, the things what's going on live for them. Men will go to the pub and have a few pints and maybe share a few things, but never the real stuff. The real stuff what can be, the darkness can be, the thing what kind of, what leads men to kind of taking their lives, and it's the surprises in the community. We had a young man a couple of weeks ago who was a very popular man, a DJ, and he was well thought of. I never knew him personally, but seeing the Facebook comments and feeds, he was a wonderful, energetic young man, and he's no longer with us, and that is just devastating to not only Crawley but to all of those people who knew that man.
Yeah,
so
this sort of thing does tend to sort of fall under the radar somewhat, doesn't it?
Massively.
Because, as mentioned, it's the biggest killer of young men in this country is suicide, which is a damning indictment of the society we live in, and probably a damning indictment of what you were describing earlier as testosterone, I think, really. might be the thing. How do we overcome that problem, though?
Well, first of all, it's engaging with men. It's not all men will just kind of turn up at a circle and come in and talk. What you find is one-to-one is a very powerful way of engaging. If a man knows that you can facilitate a conversation, or you've got experience in kind of doing this work, they will approach you. And normally a walk round Tilgate Park with a coffee in your hand and a light chat can lead to a very more powerful conversation. Then from that point, they can come to the circle, and then, we offer them, not just a circle, but we offer them nature walks and nature weekends. So to get men over the kind of taboo that it's not man to talk about your problems, I think men have got to look around them to see this is happening. You know, this is. I know a friend. I know a family member who've taken their lives because they can't take it anymore. And it's, you know, it's. I think nowadays mental health is on the forefront of the news and the media, and it's not hiding away anymore. It's actually talking about it is very, very healthy. And that's the way forward.
Yeah, I mean, it is the thing. It's almost the buzzword these days, mental health, because, I mean, we all have times when we're feeling low or we're feeling blue or whatever, however you want to describe it, when things aren't quite right and you can't always see the end of the tunnel. But it's always been that little problem, I say little problem, it's probably a much bigger problem than that, but that men don't seem to be able to actually go in amongst other men and just talk about their issue. Instead, they just bottle it up, and then the end result can be that there appears to be no way out, and they end up taking their own lives. So this, I'm guessing, is a way of actually getting past all of that. But what I want to know really in all of this is... Do you have any professionals in there sort of to help with the counselling or to help with any of the advice about some of the subjects you're talking about?
Well, absolutely. We have a life coach with 25 years experience, which teaches how to listen, how to use language, how to take things not personally. We have a kind of a counsellor with CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy skills, to stop men, you know, overthinking, how to own their kind of their truths, you know, rather than kind of point inwards, do your work and feel stronger. And also with myself, I've got 8 years experience being part of a local charity in Crawley, where I learned how to kind of facilitate and hold space. And holding space is the key here, Tony, because men are, you know, it's a fast world, and when they stop, you know, that's when, you know, the kind of darkness can come over, and the depression, or as we call it, the black dog. And when they wake up in the morning, you know, the black dog's waiting for them. It's an alcohol tends to be the kind of mask. So our guys in our circle who are, you know, fully trained, do that work. But the men who come to the circle, who become, first of all, participants, week after week after week after week, they get stronger. And what they naturally do is they kind of nurture these new men. And what we do is we offer mentoring and coaching training for the older men who've been in a bad place at the start. So it grows outwards. So it starts from within and then grows outwards. So these men once were at a stage where they just thought, I don't want to do this anymore. So they're now mentoring another man and helping them on their journey. You can't get any more powerful than that.
No, I'm guessing this is one of those things where I think they used to describe this as, I'm trying to think, it's word of mouth recommendation, isn't it, really, to actually encourage men to other men to come forward with it. Because looking at your website, you're talking about the causes of mental health, and there are many there, but there's one major one that I'm guessing this is not a complete list, but it's some of them. But the one that's actually missed, biggest one for me that's missing, is money issues.
I mean, money's on there. I mean, apart with kind of what people go through, topics of conversation, money's definitely there, because obviously money could be related to gambling and things like that. Yeah. It is, to be honest with you, I think I should put that on the website. It is in all the leaflets and all the marketing, but good spot, I can put that on the
website. That wasn't
website.
A criticism, by the way. It was just I was trying to illustrate was that you've got this list that starts with relationship problems, COVID-19, and ends up with childhood experiences, social conflicts, and that sort of thing. It just doesn't mention in there money issues, and as I said, it's by no means a comprehensive list of all of the things that men see as problematical. It's certainly a good start.
Definitely. And I mean, just to add to that as well, which what also is missing on that website, which is obviously I'm doing in the background, is men who, you know, from the kind of, you know, from different backgrounds. You know, you've got men who've, you know, from the LGBT background, you've got transgender, you've got, you know, gender neutral. You know, we're also thinking about these men as well. We're not just thinking about your standard man, you know, bloke in the street. We are looking outwards. I mean, this week I've been, well, not this week, sorry, today, I've been contacting, you know, other groups, you know, helping the Ukrainian groups at K2, helping, you know, Pride, because there should be circles of support helping every single type of community and any and every type of man who's going through their own personal, you know, whether that's acceptance in society or basically just not being accepted at all, or their culture, or their, you know, of where they are. They've been in the military and they've suffering from high levels of PTSD. So with MenShare, we're not just kind of single-minded with just a man. We're looking at the whole spectrum, and that's, you know, that's the way forward. If we can have MenShare in every town, offering to all aspects of what men go through, whether it's, you know, coming out, you know, as being gay or basically or something else, it's all welcome. It's all welcome.
It's a terrifyingly large subject, and there are many, many sort of aspects to it, I do realise. At the moment, you did mention about possibilities of having a men's share in every town. At the moment, you're Crawley-based, yes?
We're actually on the verge of opening up in Horsham. So we're just kind of tying up a few ends. So we will be announcing a new circle in Horsham. So that's exciting, because obviously that's two towns, and Hawley would be after that, where I'm just in light discussions with Hawley. So hopefully, I would say probably in the next 2 months, I should endeavour that we'll be in Hawley as well. So that'll be three towns.
That's wonderful news. I mean, you are actually, you started this yourself. Is this a charity?
It's either we're going to be a CIC group, or we're going to be a charity. It's inevitable we're going to have to be, because, you know, we're just getting bigger and bigger, and the legalities have to support that. But yeah, the vision is that we will be either a charity or, you know, a CIC group.
Reason I ask the question is, for obvious reasons, the bigger you get, the more funding you actually need. And you mentioned at the beginning the piece about a hall with some chairs in it is all you need, you know, in a circle. But the reality is that as an organisation offering the kind of support that you're offering, you're going to need some funding. Where's that coming from?
Well, we've had funding from Crawley Council, which has helped. The funding helps our weekends we do, taking the men into nature, into a forest. We do contact other groups as well, you know, community action groups, Pathfinder. You know, there's many, many other groups we're kind of approaching, because obviously they're referring men. The National Health NHS Sussex Partnership, you know, they're referring men, and yeah, we're going back to them saying that's great, you know, here's the evidence, you know, this is what we're doing, these are the testimonials, and great, it'd be nice to have a piece of the piece of the funding, really. And we are getting kind of outreach now with, since the kind of community Crawley Community Award a couple of weeks ago, since then my inbox has got bigger, and there's people reaching out to me saying we want to do this, and we've got funding to come with it. So that's fantastic for us.
That's absolutely brilliant news. Are you, when you mentioned referrals, and I know we were talking money and how you're funded there, are you actually beginning to get referrals from social services about men that might need some help?
Not social services. I mean, our outreach has been organic. When I first launched MenShare, I did it personally through Facebook and social media and things like that, and then word of mouth. Within 2 months, I had, and I've never even outreached to them, National Health Service, just and other community groups and partnerships in around Sussex, started kind of saying, we'd like to send this man to you, what you're about, can we come and see you? And that's who we've kind of been serving. Probation, I've got referrals from now. I've had a few meetings with probation, and funny enough, Tony, when I spoke to you, there was a gentleman who called me who was recommended from his key worker from probation to come tonight to our MenShare evening. So it's great. Social services, not as of yet.
No.
But for me, it's, we have X amount of nights and we have X amount of spaces, and for me it's just making sure that it's managed in the right way. I don't like waiting lists, men waiting I don't want that.
So it really is a hall with some chairs, and they're not all one to ones, are they? There are some group sessions as well, I presume.
All group sessions, yeah. We have one big group session in the first half of the evening, and then the second part will be a facilitation piece around anger or grief. Also, there'll be, you know, other topics like relationships. Basically, what's on the list, we can talk through. Or it will be small mini groups in that room, all talking about the theme, what came from the check-in. The check-in is the most powerful part of the evening, because from that, you can see that it might be the theme of grief, it might be the theme of parent alienation. So the second part of the evening, we then arrange a piece around that in groups and men talk about it. And I have to say this, there's a lot of men crying in that room. And also on the flip side of that, there's a bit of, you know, there's laughter as well. You know, it's men being together. It's very, it's beautiful to see, and it's beautiful to be a part of, really, Tony.
I'm just gobsmacked at what you've achieved in a relatively short space of time, the success you seem to have, and you're opening up in other places, and I'm sure there'll be more after Horsham and Hawley. I'm almost certain of that from talking to you today. Now, I know you've got a gentleman who has been right the way through start to finish with this process with you, who wants to come and talk to us as well. If we do that in another session, where we can talk about actually what you do and give an example of this gentleman who's been right through the system.
Absolutely. I mean, I can, you know, being the founder, I can sit on here and go, with this, with that, we're brilliant, we're fantastic, this is what we're doing. But the man who's come through the whole journey, you know, for me, that's the power. That's, you know, his story is the one what grabs the attention out of there, and they come. And that's going to be a fantastic.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get that sorted out for next week, and we'll see if we can get a further update on what you're up to and all the rest of it. Anybody interested in getting in touch, I know you have a website. It's menshare listening group.co.uk. Nice, catchy intro there. Menshare listening group.co.uk.
Yeah.
There is a website. It's all self-explanatory. Anybody wishing to avail themselves of your services and stuff, should they use the phone number that's on the front of the website?
Absolutely, yeah. Just give us a call. I mean, if it goes to voicemail, it means we're obviously on the phone, but we will call you back. Normally what we do is we text first to say hi, you give us a call, it's Sean from Menshare Listening Group, and then they normally text about saying, yeah, call me. Because a lot of men, when they call, they get a bit nervous because they might not recognise the number. So, you know, we do everything, you know, by the book.
Yeah. That number, by the way, is 07508 336 995.
Absolutely.
That's 07508 336 995. Sean, it's been good to catch up this morning and say hopefully what we'll do is we'll sort out something. We'll catch up with you again next week with this gentleman who's been right the way through the system. But for now, Sean, thank you for talking to us.
Tony, thanks for your time. You're doing a great job. Thank you.